Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now it's time for Ben and Skins weekly update. Featuring veteran news anchor KT Fun Tweets. Here are the important stories he's currently tracking from around the world.
El Chapo's in prison, but he's scheming. He's scheming like a demon in there.
Classic chaps.
Now,
that's what I call him.
Joaquin El Chapo Guzman. He's been in solitary confinement for 2.5 years. All right. No communication with the outside world. They're like, hey, man, you're just here in the box. We're not going to let you out. They're saying that, according to the Washington Post, he's now showing signs of mental fatigue. He's very sleep deprived, and he's now having daily headaches and ear pain. His defense team is now requesting for the U.S. district judge to let him have 2 hours of outdoor exercise every week. Basic commissary access, just like everyone else, and the permission to buy 6 bottles of water a week and earplugs. The feds are not taking this request very seriously.
Why not?
According to new court filings, the federal government has opposed all of these requests because they think he's got a big enough jail cell. He's got parameters for, he's got a window, which is weird. In solitary confinement, I didn't think that you had a window, but he's got a window. It says he's got the presence of phantom music and television programming available to him.
You think he watches Narcos?
And he is allowed one daily hour of exercise. He's requesting 2. And the feds are basically saying, we can't let him out because he could try to escape again.
Not try to. Successfully.
Successfully escape.
So where is he? Is he allowed outside to exercise for the hour or not? Also, where is he being held?
Surely they just take him and drop him off at LA Fitness, right?
YMCA.
Yeah.
I mean, is he exercising in his cell? Where is he?
I mean, to me, that's where I get to where I don't know the rules of solitary confinement because I didn't think there was a window.
I just imagine he's doing sit-ups like 50 Cent does in that one music video.
everything I know about solitary confinement is from the one music video with 50 Cent. Yeah.
His defense attorney says he hasn't had any prison infractions since he was arrested. He said basically he's just asking for bottled water and fresh air. Now he's accused of plotting a daring prison escape.
Dude, he would never try to escape again.
Never.
So never. Bottled water. Interesting. Can't just drink regular water like the rest of the prison world?
Yeah, why isn't he just going to the fountain?
It's probably some bad water.
Can't they put just a water fountain in his cell? Who cares?
He's like, I'm used to living in a I have an escape hatch under my bathtub. So I have really good water where I'm from. So this whole tap water thing, it's not working out for me. I need some Evian straight from the mountains of Evian.
He's got to have smart water. He's just buying that.
That's what.
Hey, can I also buy some goldfish with my commissary money?
If I was Chaps, I would work on getting a water fountain in there that spouts Kool-Aid, just like in Mr. Deeds.
Dude, Mr. Deeds had some brilliant ideas with all that money that he stumbled upon. Crazy story last night. Did you guys get the Amber Alert notification on your phone?
Yes. I did.
About 11 p.m. hour?
No noise. One of those silent Amber Alerts, at least for me.
Was it silent?
Yes.
I didn't get it, but I saw people on Twitter freaking out about it, saying it scared them.
Mine was, but my phone was dead at the time, and so when I turned my phone back on, it just started freaking out right away.
There was a 4-year-old boy missing from a McDonald's in Pleasant Grove, but he was found safe with his mother. But police said early today that the 4-year-old boy, Furman Fuentes, kind of a badass name.
Yeah, Furman.
Furman.
Call him Firms.
Said that his dad had inconsistencies in his missing persons report. So when he told police, the dad goes to the police and says, the mom is in Mexico. You're not going to be able to contact her. Yet when they find the boy, he was with his mom, leading them to go, okay. So Papa Bear's got some, he's got a little extra branches to his story tree here. The dad of Furman told police that Furman was a passenger in a silver 2006 Ford that was stolen at 6 p.m. off Buckner Boulevard near Bruton Road. Then police said the stolen vehicle and suspect vehicle were found 5 miles away from that area. But Furman was still missing. At 2:30 a.m., police said that Furman had been found, had been with the mother his whole time, and was never in danger. They said the kid was never in the vehicle. So basically, you got an Amber Alert for a kid who was never missing.
Hmm.
And that's on the heels of the Amber Alert
right.
that happened in Fort Worth the other day, where they released the Amber Alert late because they had a screw up in their system.
I'm having a hard time trusting Amber lately.
Seriously.
Right. So, okay. So, if I remember correctly, the Fort Worth Amber Alert didn't go out because even though the report of the Amber Alert came in prior to the deadline, they weren't able to get it out before the deadline. There's some sort of like a, I guess like between 11 p.m. and 6 a.m. they can't do Amber Alerts, right?
I don't know about that, but I just saw that it was a fax machine issue, a fax machine malfunction.
Right, so I guess like the alert came in, which is fax machines. What year is this?
2019-ish.
Who still has fax machines?
Fort Worth Police Department.
Fort Worth Police Department. And then apparently the people, or maybe the issue was.
That's how the chief got fired.
Maybe the issue was there was no, like the fax issue was there's no fax coming in. They're waiting for a fax that didn't come in because nobody else has a fax machine. But I thought that like the report came out. It was like it was supposed to come out around 6 o'clock. They never got it. And then by the time they finally got it, it was after this, like there's a deadline of when they can't send out yeah. Amber Alerts.
Well, the weird thing about last night's Amber Alert was is normally it says someone missing near where? What city, right? Normally, you know. Last night said Amber Alert. Any information regarding this abduction, call Dallas Police Department with the number. What abduction? Like, it didn't say. Like, there was no information about the kid or anything, so it was very tough to...
You're right. I still have it on my phone.
Okay, yeah.
11:03 p.m., any information regarding this abduction, call Dallas Police Department. That's so true.
What abduction?
Oh, that's all it said?
That's yes. literally all it says.
That's what the fax machine sent us?
No, that's what... The, this was from Dallas, so who knows?
Yeah.
So if I'm Dallas's police chief, I'm sleeping with one eye open tonight.
Yeah. Because
I could be canned at any moment.
Any information regarding this abduction, which abduction? This is a very important term here.
This.
Yeah. It's a little bit too ambiguous.
But the good news is Furman, with his mom at all times, and it looked like Papa Bear was telling a fib.
And it's good because Furman has Texas back.
Hold on. Furman has Texas back.
Sounds like a political campaign.
Wait, what are you doing here?
No, it's Tom Furman. I got a lot of respect for that guy.
Oh, Tom Herman. No, it's Furman Fuentes.
Sorry.
The four-year-old.
He does have them back.
No doubt listening
so
right
true.
Now.
They're so back.
Coming up next, we try to get the momentum going again. We go around the NFL.
I don't know.
We're going to give Shippy 5 minutes of solitary confinement to think about what he's done. Next
hang
on the
out
fan.
With chaps.